this is Bible Basics. This section is heading Belief and Practice, Covenant Relationship with God. The real import of the covenant relationship with God, which we have brought out by David in 1 Chronicles 16, verses 15 to 18, be you mindful always of this covenant, the word which he commanded to 1,000 generations, even of the covenant which he made with Abraham and of his oath unto Isaac, and was confirmed the same unto Jacob for a law and to Israel for an everlasting covenant, saying, unto you will I give the land of Canaan, the lot of your inheritance. The covenant, the promise that God's people really will inherit the land, becomes a law, and the word which he commanded, something which should be thought about all the time. The sure promise of entering the kingdom, the knowledge that by grace, according to the covenant, we will be there, cannot be accepted passively. The covenant certainty of that great salvation becomes a command to action. We'll now look at some of those actions in practice. Reflect a moment upon the sheer power and import of the fact that the Father promised things to us, who are Abraham's children by faith and baptism. The law of Moses was a conditional promise because there were two parties. But the promises to us are in the same sense unconditional, as God is the only one party. Look at Galatians 3, 19 and 20. And as if God's own unconditional promise isn't enough, he confirmed these promises to us with the blood of his very own Son. Bearing this in mind, it's not surprising that Psalm 111, verse 5, states that God will ever be mindful of his covenant. This means that he's thinking about the covenant made with us all the time. And yet, how often in daily life do we reflect upon the fact that we really are in covenant relationship with God? How often do we recollect the part that we share in the promises to Abraham? How frequently do we feel that we really are in a personal covenant with God Almighty? Joy. Abraham rejoiced to see the day of Christ, John 8, verse 56. And this is surely an allusion to how he laughed for joy at the promise of Isaac. He gladly received the promises, Hebrews 11, verse 17. And realizing that through baptism the promises are made to us, ought to inspire a deep-seated joy too. Yet we will only achieve this if we firmly grasp the real pointed relevance of the promises to us, that we who are baptized are each one truly and absolutely in Christ, and the promises apply to me personally.